Jordan Mai, Confessor, First Order. Pope Pius X once remarked that it is peculiar to the saints of our day that they attain to prominence less through extraordinary deeds than through simple fidelity to their ordinary duties. Such was also the case with the servant of God, all of whose life was virtue and estimation in the eyes of God, became known only after his death. Brother Jordan was born on September 1st, 1866. In Westphalia, his parents were poor in earthly possessions, but rich in the fear of God and in thrift. Until he was 29 years old, Henry, as Brother Jordan was known in the world, worked as a simple laborer and a good soldier. In 1895, he became a Franciscan brother and spent the last 15 years of his life in Franciscan friary at Dortmund. In the convent, he lived a quiet and retired life, although those who were most closely associated with him knew him to be a very conscientious, diligent, and humble religious. In his interior life, he attained to a high degree of mysticism. After the reception of Holy Communion, holiness radiated from his eyes. In his humility, he copied from Our Blessed Lady, and he always regretted that the invocation Virgin Most Humble was not added to the Litany of Loreto. This charity towards his neighbor made him particularly agreeable to his fellow men. No one ever had any dealings with him who could recall having in him in any way, either in word or deed, fail against charity. But he was always on the alert to perform acts of charity for others. It was one of his greatest delights to serve the priest at Holy Mass. Franciscan cheerfulness radiated from his whole being. Only God knows all that he did and suffered and prayed for the conversion of sinners during his lifetime and still more after his holy death. On February 20th, 1922, he prepared himself for death. "Now I'm going to heaven," he said in a simple way to his confessor. The extraordinary answers to prayers directed to him cover such a variety of needs and are so striking that the faithful believe he is really with God, and he has been called the Saint Anthony of Dortmund. The great host of Brother Jordan's clients in the Old and New World are firmly convinced that the honor of the altars will be granted to him in the near future. His cause for beatification is now underway. With the approbation of the Bishop of Paderborn and in the presence of his representatives, the body of Brother Jordan was exhumed and placed in a new coffin on October 10, 1932. The tomb of Brother Jordan is now found at the foot of the sanctuary in the Franciscan Church at Dortmund. On being useful in infirmity. Many people are dissatisfied in time of infirmity. They are ill-advised. The Apostle of the Gentiles even says, "I glory in my infirmity," 2 Corinthians 11:30. And Brother Jordan, who was extraordinary, exteriorly not attractive, whose talents were hardly average, who was somewhat awkward in his ways, never complained about these deficiencies nor about his corporal sufferings. He accepted all with resignation to God and abided by the principle, "Always be cheerful, God will continue to see you through. May you be as happy and as resigned to God's will." Too many people consider themselves useless in infirmity. That too is foolish. Brother Jordan performed his duties as well as he could. In the eyes of God, that is the main thing. The sense of the words, "Peace to men of good will," Luke 2, verse 14, applies in a striking way to Brother Jordan. God looks more to the will than to the deed. And the servant who gained 2 talents in addition to the 2 that had been given him received the same reward as the one who gained 5 in addition to the 5 he had, Matthew 25. Hence, do not lose heart. 3. Infirmity has its advantages. It keeps us little and humble and preserves us from pride and conceit. It inclines us and prepares us to be diligent with others. For that very reason, our dear Lord took upon himself the miseries of our human nature, so he could have compassion on our infirmities, Hebrews 4:15. Are you in misery, then pray much for poor sinners, as Brother Jordan did, and you will accomplish more than you imagine. Rejoice, therefore, in your infirmities. Prayer of the Church. We beseech you, Lord, through the saving means of your mercy, support our infirmities, that what of its nature tends to sink to earth may be supported by your mercy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.